Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Where is the outrage over the travel bans for Jews to Muslim countries? Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, there's been a lot of outrage, Matt, over the executive order signed by President Donald Trump with respect to the 90-day temporary halt and the 120-day halt on the refugees, 90 days on seven predominantly Muslim countries, but there's other people in those countries besides Muslims as well. There's been this huge outcry over this issue, and certainly we even are aware of the litigation. But one of the things that you've never heard in this or any other previous discussion is the fact that Jews carrying Israeli passports are banned from all seven of those countries that were listed in Trump's executive order. But there's also more. There's 16 countries, we'll name them in a few moments, that ban Jews permanently, not temporarily, but permanently from entering the country if they have an Israeli passport. There is no explanation for that other than anti-Semitism.
Well, that's exactly right. And the double standard is palpable among leftists who are, first of all, totally mischaracterizing the temporary moratorium from these particular seven countries. They take everything out of context there. They call it a travel ban. They say that it's founded in anti-Islam, which is simply is not true. But look at these 16 countries that banned outright, not a temporary ban, but a permanent ban of Jews entering these Muslim countries, and not to mention the fact that here in the United States, there is religious liberty for the most part. It's under attack by leftists here in this country. But in these Islamic nations, Christians and Jews are not only are many of them banned from entering the country, but if they're there, they're not free to exercise their faith.
Yeah, and in fact, the 16 countries that permanently banned Jews carrying Israeli passports are Syria, Iran, Iraq, Yemen, Libya, Algeria, Bangladesh, Brunei, Kuwait, Lebanon, Malaysia, Oman, Pakistan, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Those 16 countries permanently ban Jews carrying Israeli passports. Of course, inside of those 16 are the seven that Trump's executive order covers. Now, interestingly, Holly, CBS News decided to go to Sweden to look at the refugee issue there.
You know, I saw that
they were hoping to be able to give a documentary about how they've been able to assimilate. Mm-hmm. And what they found was shocking and startling to them. What they found were no-go zones. What they found was a very hostile reception.
Yeah, the reporter was actually attacked, wasn't
it? One of the reporters, the person they tried to interview, they threw things at him from the car, ran over the cameraman's foot, right, knocked him down. Others, as the police would not go into the area where these refugees were, they would only stay on the outside. And then when the police walked away, while this camera crew was inside, they were attacked, they were hit in the face. Everyone except for, I think, the woman was actually attacked. Yeah. And they could have been killed in this area. They went there to show that, hey, the Muslim countries that are coming into these places in Europe, it's no big deal. And what they found was completely the opposite in just a short period of time.
You know, even ISIS has committed to increasing, you know, terrorism, using refugees as pawns to do this, so to speak. So this is a safety issue. This is not a discrimination issue about Muslims or anything like that. But, you know, if you want to get that technical, you look at the Jews and say they are from these other countries or they have family. They can never go back to visit them.
And the fact is, you know, these individuals have one thing in common. Not all Muslims are going to be terrorists, but all of these people that were in that particular no-go zone were Muslims.
Right.
They weren't Christians. They're not evangelicals. These are people who are Muslim. So when we see those kinds of things happening throughout Europe, when we've actually had refugees being infiltrated by these radical Islamics coming into our own country, actually being arrested in Bowling Green for attempting to move weapons back to their home country to engage in jihad. You know, it's a eminently reasonable thing to say, let's put a temporary pause on this immigration so that we can figure out the vetting process and get it right. The fact of the matter is, you can't get it wrong. Mm-hmm. And then within this whole discussion, Matt, this is a temporary pause. On the other hand, where's the outcry in this country and in the world about these 16 Muslim nations that permanently ban Jews? There is no security interest in that. The only interest they have is they're anti-Jewish, they're anti-Semitic.
Yeah, well, Matt, as you know, Islamic Sharia law precludes assimilation on its face. Orthodox Islam, even so-called moderate Islamists and Muslims, have no intention of assimilating into American culture. That to them, and this is expressed, the Sharia law, the Quran, supersedes the United States Constitution. They loathe liberty because they say it's an affront to Sharia law. When you have people like Bashar Assad, the leader of Syria, saying, yeah, Syrian refugees, terrorists are infiltrating them. They intend to come and infiltrate and do harm to American citizens, kill and maim. He's acknowledging that. ISIS has said, we intend to use this, the refugees and the refugee crisis, to infiltrate your nation and to kill Americans. Yet the left is up in arms over a temporary ban, not even a ban, a temporary moratorium and extreme vetting so that we can secure our borders, we can secure our nation from these infiltrators, these Islamic terrorists, and have a more stringent and comprehensive vetting program, because the Obama administration basically allowed open borders and was shipping them over here without any kind of vetting. And we know how that's worked out. 72 plus of the worst terrorists and convictions are of terrorists from these particular seven nations. So again, the hypocrisy and the double standard and just the obtuse, dense-headedness here is jaw-dropping.
Not to mention, you know, that administration was anti-Israel and an enemy of Israel. So we can just pray that our new administration will change this permanent ban.
Well, you know, yes, definitely. I think we can put pressure on these countries to allow Jews into those countries. However, I'm sure that once that were to take place, their lives would not be safe anyway if they were to travel in some of these countries with an Israeli passport. You know, I just finished reading a book called Remember Us. It's by a Holocaust survivor, just an incredible story. He has just recently passed on, but he said that as part of the displaced persons after World War II, the Nazis actually infiltrated the displaced persons, and they pretended to be somebody coming out of the Holocaust so that they wouldn't be tried or killed. And they actually got on government benefits, just like the displaced persons, just like the Holocaust survivors were. So they infiltrated the displaced persons. ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these others, they're infiltrating these Syrian refugees going into Europe. They're going into the United States. They have a plan. How do you make a distinction between one or the other? There's no documentation for that. And that's the problem. That's the situation that we have. We don't know who these people are. And many of them are coming intending to do harm. So that's why the temporary pause is there. Pause it. Let's figure out what this situation is. Let's do a proper vetting. But on the other hand, let's have a policy as well condemning these 16 other Muslim nations that permanently single out Jews that have Israeli passports. That is completely anti-Semitic. And I, for one, am glad to see a change to be one in which we're standing with Israel. You know, the Prime Minister of Israel just recently visited the United States last week, just a month into this new administration's term. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has had a warm reception coming here to visit the United States. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We have a lot of information there regarding Israel in particular. We have Christians in Defense of Israel, which is our education and advocacy ministry. And we also have Covenant Journey. This is a ministry that takes Christian college-age students to Israel for a life transformative experience. If you want to learn more or be a supporter of Covenant Journey, you can find out more going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. They have their own independent websites that you can go to. These are affiliated ministries of Liberty Counsel. I encourage you now to stand with Israel. Stand with this country. Now is a time to regain some of the ground that we've lost over the last 8 years. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.